Dilemma on Beat. Okay, right, it's time for your dilemma, and we actually have had quite a few in over the weekend, so we'll try to get through as many as we can, but you can keep them coming in.
Yeah.
Email talk@beat102103.com. Right, this is a bit of an age-old issue. Let's touch on it this morning. It says, hey, Niall and show, I'm a bit stuck in the mud at the minute.
Okay.
I'm with my boyfriend 5 months. We get on great when we spend time together, cuddles and watching terrible movies and laughing at how bad they are.
No.
But that doesn't happen often as of late because of one word. FIFA.
Oh no.
He's obsessed lately. He invites me over and I just end up sitting on the couch watching him playing the game, shouting at the telly, acting like he's taken Liverpool to their 20th Premier League title. I think this is so ignorant. However, despite this, he's great, but lots of lads get very worked up while playing FIFA, so I'm afraid if I tell him to stop playing, he'll say something he'll regret. I just want to spend time with my boyfriend. Help.
God, like... I can understand, or I've never been into computer games, so I don't know like how, I suppose, addictive it can be or how into it you can get, right? But I think the fact that you've said at the start of the relationship that you had this like lovely time with him where you were able to watch movies and have a laugh and enjoy each other's company, I think you're like completely within your rights to say, look, if you want to play that, play it, but not when I'm here. Like, if I'm here, then it's our time.
But I can already foresee the argument there, because you'd say that to me and I go, yeah, but you're always just sitting there on your phone.
Well, then I would bring in the rule, and I've said, I had this conversation with somebody recently where, you know, if you're deciding as a family or as a couple or whatever to watch a movie together, everybody leaves their phones in the kitchen or upstairs, because it's impossible. Like, you're not watching it if you're on your phone. So it,
you can.
It, no, but it's different.
It's multitasking.
No, but it's okay, great. Congratulations. Massive pat on the back for you for being such a good multitasker. But if you're in the, you were talking about when you're on your own, right? And that's different.
Yeah.
But if I'm sitting down with you and I say to Tom, like, I want to watch a movie with you. And then he's lying on the couch on his phone. He's not watching that movie. I want to talk to him about it. I want to be like.
That sounds awful. I want to discuss the movie. Plot lines. What she was in before. How do I know that face? Oh, that sounds like hell.
Now you're making it really obvious why he's actually on his phone.
Yeah. But I'm so just, if we were together, right, and we were sitting on the couch and I was playing me Candy Crush, would you be upset?
Oh my God. If we were going out, yeah, I would. And I would say it to you. I think you need to say to him, look, it's fine for you to do that, but it can't be all the time and it can't take over and it can't take away from the fact that, like, early days in a relationship, you should be cuddling on the couch. You should be, like, watching movies and, you know, like, you know.
Stretching and putting your arm
stretching
behind her.
Stretching and having a little bit of a snog in between the movie and, like, yeah, you should be doing all that. He shouldn't be glued to FIFA while you're sitting there waiting. No, I would say it to him. It's grand. And just give me like the window of when you're going to play that and when I can come over so we can hang out together. I don't think this is like, I don't think that's weird. I don't think that's a big ask. Do you?
No, I don't think it's a big ask. I think just obviously he's very passionate about his gaming. And maybe in his, as I said, it seems like you're on your phone, that you can both be doing things but still be spending time together. But does that cut it, is the question.
But do you not think that, like, at this point, we are all so glued to our phones, particularly, that if you do want
to
hang out with somebody and
you have
sit
to
down and watch something, you
kind
of have to say to yourself, right, I'm going to, and it's almost like a test because you're like, oh, I wonder who's messaged me. I wonder what I've missed on Instagram. Put it away, you know? Mm. That's the only way they're actually going to be present. I'm like, oh God, I hate the sound of myself. Oh, okay. But it's true. It's true though. Like, we used to sit down and watch movies and just watch movies.
Mm. You know? Okay, let's get some thoughts on this. Are you somebody who's lost your boyfriend or girlfriend to gaming, and does it frustrate you?
Got something to say? Text or voice notice right now on WhatsApp 085 1029 103.
Beat Breakfast. The Daily Dilemma on Beat.
This girl stuck in a rut, seen her fella 5 months. At the start, they were watching their soppy movies and putting their arms around each other and talking to each other. Not anymore. She calls over to his house and he's on FIFA and he just stays there shouting at the telly, the screen.
Yeah, but it's only 5 months, like. Yeah. You'd still expect
comfortable
to be,
enough.
Ah, no, you'd still expect to be talking to each other after five, you know, like.
Anyway, she wants to know what she can do because she doesn't want to, like, annoy him or get him to freak out if she interrupts his game.
Jeez, I'd annoy him, I tell you.
Any suggestions? 085-102-9103. Jess, good morning, how are you?
Hi, lads, how are you?
Good. You have been this soldier.
Oh my gosh, my husband is a soldier on Call of Duty most nights.
Right.
So okay. I get the pain. Yeah. Mm.
Okay.
So, like, do you have a designated time that you can watch TV together, or is this just every night? Is this how it is?
Well, he works late. He's a PT, so he wouldn't be home until like kind of late some nights. But the nights he is home, he would play maybe for a couple of hours in the early evening.
Okay.
And then we'd sit down and watch like a movie, unfortunately, with our phones.
Okay.
Because we haven't progressed to leaving them in the kitchen or somewhere else yet.
No, like I don't mean to say, like, I don't do that all the time. I'm just saying I am trying a little bit harder to, because I'm not as good. Yeah, New Year. I'm not as good at multitasking as Niall is. So I do get distracted easily if I'm watching something and I miss a bit because I'm on my phone. I'm like, what happened there?
Oh, head wreck.
Yeah.
Come here now.
We're like that, I have to say, though.
Jess, you were saying that you've kind of learned to, if you can't beat him, join him, that you play some of the games now with him.
Yeah, well, like the games on the phone, we get in competition with that, and we always see if like who's winning in like the top level. Like, there's a word game at the moment we're playing, and I'm winning, so I'm taking great bragging rights in that.
Great stuff.
But there were games before, like on the Xbox, where that we'd play together, like Mortal Kombat and stuff, like. Absolutely beat the hell out of each other on that. So that was fun.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, relieve a bit of tension. Yeah.
Yeah, that works for you. Yeah.
Yeah, well, I don't know. Is that possibly a kind of middle ground way forward if she could play some of the games with him, you know, so that she could feel included?
Yeah. Definitely.
Show is making a face here. You'd hate to play Call of Duty and Mortal Kombat, would you, Show?
Well, I just don't think I look like a Call of Duty kind of girl, you know? But I'd give it a try.
Combat show.
Ah, thank you, Jess. Thank you.
Jess, thanks so much for chatting to us this morning. Have a great day.
No worries.
Talk to you later. Bye, bye, bye. Let me read a couple of the other bits coming in on this as well this morning. Billy was on. No, you don't understand. You don't understand.
We don't understand.
There's a game mode on FIFA. You play on the weekend. You have 20 games to play in that space of time. And the more you win, the better the rewards are. That's why it's so intense. You're giving your heart and soul to this game.
No, and I do understand that it's like all encompassing, that you give everything that you possibly have. It's just that, like, not at the expense of your girlfriend, you know?
Sandra says, is there a chance this dilemma boyfriend thinks he's impressing her with his skills?
Oh god,
get him out of the house for some dates, girl. And Owen says, regarding the dilemma, I think Show is 100% correct. You can't have a relationship with three people, one of them named FIFA. I think that should be a rule. No electronics during date nights. It's amazing, you might actually have fun doing other stuff. You'll have people saying she should take it up and join him. That's a load of poppycocks. Say it to him straight out. Time with him is just him. Thank you for that, Owen. Final thoughts, welcome. 085 102 9103.